Our guests at the cafe this morning are a couple of very familiar faces around A&M Commerce, Darryl Peace and Sam Walker with Alumni Relations and the Alumni Association at A&M Commerce. Guys, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. Well, you all haven't been able to host any events in person, but you came up with a clever way to reach out to A&M Commerce alumni who are teachers. Darryl, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm going to lean to Sam on that because Sam's the expert on that.
Okay, Sam's the guy.
Yeah,
well,
Sam's
the guy. To start with, we have not slowed down a bit here because we're not going to let COVID get in the way. And I can guarantee you if you know Darryl Peace, he's not letting COVID get in the way with getting out and talking to a lot. So we're hitting people by phone and by email and by social media and making videos and any way we can stay connected. It was unfortunate we didn't have a football season because we rely on the tailgates quite a bit for outreach and a lot of face-to-face visits. But, you know, in this time, one thing we want to make sure people know this is a great university and we need to get some great students here and we don't need to lose in that area. So Darryl came up with this idea. We had been putting T-shirts, and we'd had this program of putting a T-shirt on the back of every single educator. If there's an educator with a degree from our university, then we want to make sure they have a T-shirt to wear on their My College Monday or a pennant in their classroom. And we're in one of our meetings, and Darryl said, he goes, a T-shirt? He said, doggone it, we need to put a mask on their face. If everybody's got to wear a mask, then we're going to have a lion mask. So doggone it, he went out and bought 2,500 masks, and I think we got about 7 of them left. So We're definitely going to need to buy some more. But we call the superintendent and the principal and counselor, and we get a list of who wants a mask. And we've been going to the school. Some schools, we got to set the box down right at the door of the school and knock on it and go, we're here, and we run back to our car and leave. But some schools have let us come in and distribute the mask and take pictures where we have numerous group pictures that we've been putting on social media from anywhere from Cumbie High School to Rockwell Roy City to the Mesquite schools, Paris.
Yeah. Well, that's great publicity because when someone's wearing that mask, I mean, you can't avoid that, can you?
Oh, yeah.
I think my idea was I wanted to see in the back of the screen, I wanted it to say a lion's head and have A&M Commerce on it. But the thing, it just has a lion on it. And so people will say, what's that lion for? And I go, well, let me tell you what that lion's for. It opens up a question and dialogue that we can talk about our university.
We were good about sending masks to all our alumni board members and the foundation board members as well. They got them. We also send all of our lifetime members of the Alumni Association, we send them some special swag. So we're still, like Sam said, we're still touching them, still connecting with them, making sure they have swag and they know that we are not going anywhere.
We're talking with Darryl Peace and Sam Walker with Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce and about some of the things they've been doing during the pandemic. I saw a really nice idea on Facebook. You had a feature recently on a particular alumnus, and this happened to be Esteban Arriola, who's a former basketball player and homecoming king. And wow, he had quite an impressive resume while he was here, didn't he? But that's a nice idea that you're featuring individual alumni on Facebook on a regular basis. Say, Darryl?
And everybody wants recognition. And so it's really something really simple to do. The staff put together a little questionnaire. We send it out to people. We cross our fingers that they'll submit it back. In the beginning of it, it's like anything. You know, people are slow to maybe submit information. Well, once they see it, let me get my information in. I want to be highlighted as well. So it's a great opportunity. We've done it periodically over the time. But now with the pandemic, it's even more important that we share what our alumni.
So, of course, Esteban was president of his fraternity, and he was homecoming king. I think his basketball coach wished he had spent more time in the gym working on free throws, but I don't want to comment on that or have him hear any disappointment in the other extracurricular activities he had going on.
He was – well, we're getting back to some sports events, and I saw – and you guys mentioned it to me when we talked earlier. Of course, not everyone knows we have a rodeo team here now. And this coming weekend at the Hopkins County Civic Center, they have what amounts to a home rodeo meet, I guess you call it. But that's Friday and Saturday. So that's an opportunity for alumni to kind of rally around a more or less an athletic event.
Well, believe it or not, Daryl knows more about rodeo than I do. Because we were on a Zoom this morning, and I was trying to ask. I do own a pair of boots, and I own a pair of blue jeans, but I need some type of Western top and some type of bolo tie. I want to fit the part. I want to have a good lid on my head. And so we were laughing about that. And I said, "How do you know so much about rodeo, Daryl?" And he knew quite a bit, and has been a fan of their team. And Damien, our rodeo coach, has done a phenomenal job. He's qualified our rodeo team 6 straight years for nationals. So we're looking forward to going and passing out T-shirts and masks, and we'll be there. And
all right, so we're going to visit with Daryl and Sam from time to time. Keep up with them as time goes by. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Hey, John Mark, we sure do appreciate what you do, getting the word out to all the things we have going on.
Exactly. Sam, thank you so much.
Sam Walker and Daryl Peace, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.